We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Guys, let's get into it for a second. I want a group of, we get the automatic bid with the group of five into the New Year's Six playoffs, all right? Come on, South Florida. First of all, somebody do me a favor and knock off UCF right now. College football karma caught up with Ohio State this weekend. And then, I don't know if you saw Twitter explode last night with this guy that said, if it weren't for the, it was an Ohio State fan, if it weren't for the sick Purdue kid, the officials would not have given Purdue the game. I'm like, dude, you got your butt beat by 29 points. That's a beatdown. That's not one play here or there. That's just getting hammered.
I don't think the Buckeye defense could tackle me. I mean, They literally cannot tackle. It's unbelievable to watch.
Safety on their own kickoff return. All right, but App State, real quickly. That's my group of five team. Just keep on winning out. They won by 10 on Saturday. This is because Diesel wasn't here.
Yeah.
I become a closet App State fan because of him. All right, I'll admit it.
You kind of started whispering when you said that. You don't want Diesel to hear that?
Even though he's not in the room, I'm afraid if I talk. It's like stepbrothers when they're talking like this at the end. Hey, we don't have to be this quiet. They're not here. Yeah, but I pretend it feels like they are. Now, listen, App State playing good football. Scott Satterfield going to be one of the names in the coaching search. I think there's a little different X factor with him in the fact he's a lifer at App State, having gone to school. It would take a special, special scenario to get him out of there. But I'm sitting here trying to figure out. We need to get UCF knocked out. All right, somehow, some way. And listen, they haven't been overly impressive. Their fans have been on your case on Twitter. That's the thing.
Unbelievable.
Karma. College football karma is going to catch up. Caught up with Urban Meyer and Ohio State. They didn't just lose this weekend. They got the crap kicked out of them. Danny White, the athletic director at Central Florida, is now out there attacking what Kirk Herbstreit says and doing it via Twitter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
College football karma, please catch up with UCF. Now, I've been giving them a ton of credit on this show because you racking up win after win after win after win. That's impressive. It's hard to do. But your athletic director out there now attacking a Kirk Herbstreit or something, you're a commuter school in Oviedo, Florida. Not even from Orlando. All right? I've been there. Full Sail sat right in between UCF and downtown Orlando, and they were a good 6 miles down the road. So they're not even in this bragging about Orlando thing. They're in Oviedo, Florida. So they're lying nationally when it comes to the fastest growing market, blah, blah, blah. You're not even in Orlando. You're not even in Winter Park where Rollins College is. You're way out to the east of that. So shut up. I live there. I know it. But I don't need your athletic director now out there taking people to task for what they say on College game day and things of that nature. That little monster, that little ghost out there that we call Matt, college football karma, needs to visit UCF, and it needs to visit him, the defending national champions, in the next few weeks.
You're not going to get any argument from me. Somebody posted on Twitter, and it was a national writer, I believe it was Dennis Dodd, that in his opinion, UCF could beat anybody in the country except for Bama. So I'm like, this is a ridiculous. What does this
Clemson
take based
would
on?
Wipe the field with
that,
UCF.
That's what I said. I'm like, what does this take based on? And then here comes UCF Twitter. Oh, our speed matches Clemson. No,
you're
it doesn't.
You're a couple of years removed from going winless.
Yeah.
Do you realize how hard you have to suck that bad in college football and going winless? Now, again, I'm giving you tons of credit for stacking win after win. But look at your schedule so far. You want to knock on everybody else and take a look at your own in the mirror as well. But, again, it's the little nippiness. It's the little – your athletic director and everything else. I am turning into – dude, I want to watch you get beat, and I want to get you beat every week. But you're not the Dallas Cowboys. At least they earned that respect at the NFL level. You're just like little brother that won't shut up over there. Yeah. I don't care if people were upset that Michigan referred to Michigan State as little brother in the post game. You are little brother in UCF. You're still just a couple of years removed from winless.
Well, not just that, but – You go undefeated last season. Great. Good for you. Should you been in the playoffs? That's a debate that we can have until we're blue in the face.
Yep.
But you're not. And now that you are still undefeated, I feel like there's a sense of entitlement with UFC or UCF fans that I don't see anywhere else. Clemson fans, and I will say this because I do support the Gamecocks, sometimes Clemson fans can be annoying.
Yeah, but every fan base has that. I'm in agreement with that.
It's not 90% of your fan base. Okay? When UCF, I go on Twitter, 90% of UCF Twitter, oh, we should be top five. You haven't played anybody.
Well, they've sat at 10 the last 2 weeks, and they've been passed by a team on a bye week. That's why they're mad now.
That's fine.
That's why they're mad.
And that's fine. And guess what? But I tweeted out 2 weeks ago Saturday night. My wife and I went out for dinner. We hadn't been sitting down where we were having dinner till this guy walks in and sits at the bar. And within 5 minutes, you're hoping this guy ends up being taken outside and worked over by a couple of other patrons sitting up at the bar. He was that guy that walked in, butted his nose into somebody else's conversation, then started disagree with him, and then started trying to call him out. Of course, there had been a couple of probably beverages that allowed him to get to that confidence level. But I remember tweeting out, a dude walks into a bar. In 5 minutes, he'll have a black eye, and it wasn't for me. I could see this starting to happen, but it was that guy. You wanted it to happen, but you just didn't want it to be you or your wife or something. But
yeah,
UCF feels like that guy that walked up to the bar that butts their nose into somebody's conversation and starts telling you how much better you are than they are. And that leads to a fight roughly every single time. That can lead to a fight faster in a nightclub or a bar area than talking politics will.
Well, I know you like to mix it up on Twitter, Sturge. We need to carve this UCF discussion out via the podcast. And we got to get this up on Twitter and just bomb it into the UCF fan base and see what their reaction is. Because I was hacked at a couple of those guys yesterday.
Just make sure you put Childress Mark in your Twitter account. I've had enough fights
this
weekend.
Like it. No. You crave the fight.
Here's the thing.
You do.
Just don't come after me about my wife being a cancer survivor, and we're cool.
Yeah, exactly. Right. The thing for me is I love this type of this fight because – yes, you think that you're this and you're that, but the thing is that we see why Bama every week is number one. We see why Clemson's number two.
Yeah,
you guys have struggled the past few weeks. You guys should have been beat by Memphis.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.